League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there. League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the Crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.
Pantheon of adult franchises that did not need cartoons.
Oh,
big time.
Yeah.
This is.
They have a pantheon somewhere about this.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like Beetlejuice is clearly in that. Yeah. Like cute kidifying, like you know, not adult, but like you know,
Bud's always a hard PG-13.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Exactly. It's like a this is a PG-13. Mm-hmm. But this is like this is really bad. It's really as a fan of the Bond franchise, which I am a big fan of. I watched a little bit of this when I was younger, and I remember just thinking like, there is just flat out no point to this cartoon.
This is post Dalton, pre what's his face, right? Pre
Pierce.
Yeah. I think Pierce, it's Bruce. 91.
Yeah. 91. Right.
Yeah. So
Dalton had two in the '80s,
and then GoldenEye didn't come out until like what
97.
Oh, wow.
Okay. Oh, wow.
Something
that
like late. That. Yeah. No, maybe 95? Somewhere around
it's
there.
It's like mid or above.
Yeah. So in the vacuum, this was spawned.
Welcome to Animation Damnation. I'm Andrew Jupin alongside Eric Siska and Steven Sadek. We're talking about an episode of James Bond Jr. This is episode 58, Garden of Evil, which aired sometime in the year 1991. And it's the early 90s, so we're just being really racist against Asians in this movie, in this episode.
For what?
Like, entertainment value.
Like, yeah, you watch Dr. No now, and you're like, ugh, I don't know. You know what I mean?
You'll watch most James Bond now, but you're like, ugh.
I'm almost like, it's not that bad compared to this.
No, it's not. And it's also, this is from 1991. We had Captain Planet out now. We knew what the right things to do were.
Exactly. 1961, I'll give you a little leeway. Yes. You know, no one had a march yet.
Yeah, I'd rather watch Sean Connery get Japanified in You Only Live Twice than this nonsense that we're dealing here. So the episode, by the way, the whole conceit of James Bond Jr. is that this idiot, James Bond Jr., is the nephew of James Bond.
Nephew? What the hell's the junior shit? Wait, so
my
wait.
Wife said the same thing.
So James Bond has a brother named James Bond.
Yeah, I think so.
Okay, no, that makes sense. That's why there's so many of them.
Yeah.
Sean Connery, Roger Moore. Now, which one?
They're all just bros.
Yeah, so which one? So then
I'm
maybe
sure Sam Mendes will explain all of this in the next movie.
Oh, right, when they go to his ancestral hospital or whatever's next.
Well, there was a church and a farmhouse.
I think he's Orphan Black. I think that's actually the end of it all. Is he's actually been Orphan Black the whole time.
That'd be great if Daniel Craig took his face off and it was just that girl from Orphan Black.
Masani or
take his face off. So James Bond Jr., the nephew of James Bond somehow.
For what? Also, like, it's so easy. And I mean, like, it's a little unseemly, but the conceit should be, I'm the bastard son of James Bond. Take your pick of any of the ladies he's laid over the last 40 years.
Sure.
Exactly.
You know, granted, you're pulling out every time, but that is not a perfect system.
I don't know. I think James Bond is known for his marksmanship.
I think he's purposefully
shoot to kill.
I'm populating the earth, you know, right? I bet he is.
That would make sense. James Bond Jr. And, like, you know, Bastard Son's a little heavy for a 1991 early, you know, before breakfast cartoon. But
right.
Still, come on.
Well, so, and the other part of this is...
Oh, they haven't even had their Cheetos.
Cheerios yet. You can't be bandying about the word bastard.
James Bond Bastard. He's a bastard of the spy you love.
People love bastards.
People do love a good bastard.
Maybe Jon Snow. People love Jon Snow.
I was going to say, maybe it's James Snow, and that's it.
James Snow Jr.
The other part of this, by the way, is that, you know, obviously he doesn't work for MI6, but he's in, like, the MI6 high school.
Sure.
Because he's got, like, a class of kids with him that are, like, his buddies, including two Americans, one of which is, like, a dumb surfer dude.
Yeah.
And then there's, like, the nerdy guy who wears a lab coat everywhere. And
named
this,
IQ.
IQ, which bothers the hell out of
really?
Me.
Really? Why?
Because
of Q?
Q.
Maybe this is Q's bastard.
No, it is. It's his grandson.
Jesus,
oh, is it really?
Christ, are you
that's,
kidding
that's
me?
That's off the Wikipedia.
See, this is what I'm talking about.
Oh,
why
wait,
does everybody have to be related?
Is that the... Is he in Skyfall as that young Q?
Oh, yeah.
Ben
is this
Whishaw.
Is this the same character?
Oh, maybe this is IQ grown up to be Ben Whishaw?
Yeah.
That's entirely possible.
Oh, you know what? The kid, the big bulky guy that looks like Prince Adam...
Yeah.
May or may not, according to Wikipedia, may or may not be related to Felix Leiter, because his name is Gordo Leiter.
Oh, man.
Wasn't Jodan Baker Felix Leiter as well, or was he just some other big, fat CIA guy?
I believe he was Felix Leiter.
Jimmy Bond! Jimmy Bond! Jimmy Bond Jr.!
That's. I wish he was in this. And I also love how blatantly anti-American that character is. Like, oh, who's going to be represent the CIA? Here's this pig.
Yeah. Here's this fat fucking a Hawaiian shirt.
might be kind of accurate.
No,
I'm not. You know, they got good men. Don't come after me. But yeah, you mean he's American. It's fun.
So the conceit.
Oh,
this...
no. By the way, Joe Dunbaker is not Felix Leiter.
Oh, really? Okay.
He's a character named Jack Wade.
Jack Wade.
Jimmy Bond. Eating barbecue constantly.
Conceit of this episode is another MI6 agent named by Marco Polo.
Agent Marco Polo. Oh, no, Magellan's been kidnapped. Don't let him catch you outside the pool.
Yeah, I don't. Where does this code name system go from?
Fish out of water. See, but this kind of... this is almost... And these cartoons are canon, obviously, to the tales of James Bond.
Of course.
Absolutely. Sam Mendes has watched all of them.
James Bond is like an alias almost, right? Like, I know
there's different. There's different theories on this.
So if they're using the goddamn name of Marco Polo, don't tell me this guy was born Marco Polo. It stands
true,
to reason.
It's like Doc Brown's dogs, Copernicus and Einstein.
MI6 is run like the dogs.
You're named after the dog.
See, another one. And now Indiana Jones is based off of what Spielberg couldn't do a Bond movie, and that's why he had Sean Connery play the father of Indiana
Jones.
Oh,
is that right? Oh, I never heard that.
I heard that he wanted to do a Bond movie, and he couldn't, so they made this rugged American character.
Oh, interesting.
And there you go, another... named after the dog.
I also heard he couldn't do a Bond movie, so he made the most boring movie of all time, Bridge of Spies.
Did you see it?
No. It looks like
it's supposed to be fantastic.
Looks like your dad's favorite movie.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm excited for it.
That is a Tom Clancy sit down.
Exactly. Well, that's that Kevin Costner. What was that?
13 Days?
Yeah. No.
Spielberg directed?
Oh, no.
Jack Ryan, whatever the fuck.
Shadow Recruit?
Yeah, Shadow Recruit was the one I'm thinking of. Isn't Costner in that?
Yeah, he is. I think he plays somebody.
Yeah, he plays Superman's dad.
That's your
Pa
dad's.
Kent.
That's your dad's fucking spy movie.
Yes,
I fell right asleep. Mm. Thanks for nothing, Chris Pine.
I stayed awake for the whole thing, and I can't remember a lick of it.
Oh, so the conceit of this episode?
He gets kidnapped in Shanghai, just coinciding
Shanghai.
He gets Shanghai. And just so it coincides with James Bond Jr.'s trip to Shanghai for no good reason. And there's a flower that makes you into people's slaves, I guess.
It's a purple rose.
Oh, yes. A purple rose.
It's a purple rose that emits gas from it somehow. It's been genetically modified.
Something, something.
And by the way, you said trip to Shanghai. Let me just add another word on there because it's a field trip.
Yes.
He's on a goddamn school field trip. They run around in like a huge boat for some reason. And it's just so, yeah, I guess it's the son of Felix Leiter, the grandson of Q, and the bastard.
The baseborn son of James Bond.
Maybe he was raised thinking that he was the nephew, you know?
Yeah, I bet.
Like Jack Nicholson?
You know, so that he doesn't get too close. Like James Bond's like, you know, I'm just your uncle.
Yeah, I'm
don't
just.
Don't worry about it.
You're not entitled to my land. You're not getting shit when I'm inevitably killed.
I mean, also the appearance of James Bond Jr., he's just Captain Planet with white skin, right? Like,
yep, white skin and brown hair.
They just did a palette swap on him.
And let me say this. You know, as the creators of the soon-to-be legendary cartoon, James Bond Jr.,
sure,
you're making a cartoon in which the main character is a relative of James Bond who's also grown up in England. How about finding a voice actor that can keep an English accent for more than a fifth of a second?
Mm.
This is some of the worst voice acting you'll ever hear in your life. This kid just sounds like, you know what he sounds like? The kid voice actor from the Teen Wolf cartoon.
Yes, it might very well be the same guy.
Yeah, they were all sleeping with each other.
But it's just like, hello, it's me, James Bond Jr. I am.
And it's like, no.
You held that weird Cockney accent for way longer than this person tries to do anything. It's like also like when you hear, there's always somebody who's like, I got a really good Marty McFly impression.
No, you
and
don't.
It's yeah, no, you don't.
There are that's a hard impression. Doing a Michael J. Fox?
Sure.
That's intense. That's like doing a Harrison Ford. It's tough.
David Spade has a good Michael J. Fox, actually, I remember from old SNL days.
Oh.
Of course.
Giving compliments to David Spade.
Look what you've been reduced to.
It must be the old SNL days. I mean, he hasn't done anything in, right? I mean,
30-ish years?
I'm going to take this moment to remind everybody.
How about Joe Dirt 2?
Joe Dirt 2's got time travel in it, just in case anybody fucking forgot.
Dude, does he bust out his Marty McFly in that?
I don't know.
You haven't seen it?
No.
Well, you won't stop talking about it.
I know. You know why I haven't seen it? Because I don't stream things off of Crackle.
So, dude, you haven't had the Crackle yet?
I tried to watch Crackle once.
Crackle rap?
Are you watching sports? Jeopardy!
Before.
It's like Jeopardy, but for jocks.
Is that a thing?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, who needs that nerd stuff? Who needs knowing things when you could talk about sports statistics?
That's stupid.
Sports Jeopardy. I got a tweed blazer on.
Who's hosting it?
I think it's Dan Patrick.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Jim Webb, that guy running for president.
Jim Webb, I said during the last debate, America's gym teacher.
Mm-hmm.
You got it right, man.
Dude,
that guy's telling me to take another lap.
Oh, yeah. And then he'll tell you about that dude he killed in Vietnam with a cold face.
I'm used to that.
Speaking of accents, by the way, let's talk about the racist-ass Chinese impressions in this episode.
Up, down, left, and right.
And it also brings, so we're talking Asian characters. We got two in this one that were just, and I feel like, I guess most of this cartoon, because there's definitely like a version of Goldfinger in a later episode, we're just dragging back all
Jaws
the hits.
Shows up at some point.
This is Dr. No,
mm-hmm.
But he's been made into like this Manchurian alien.
He's the Mandarin from Iron Man, yeah. Like and not the nice Ben Kingsley kind.
Yeah, no, you're real weird, like long fingernailed. But his flesh is green.
It's so Fu Manchu. It's alien, and his hands are Dr. Claw.
Yeah,
he's introduced like, wow, gadget.
He does. It's the same. Like it looks like a metal glove, but right. Like there's like lines through it.
Yeah,
I mean. Dr. No in the first Connery movie has like Lego Man hands.
Yes.
Right.
Like little claws that are just like Lego guys. But this is just an
upgrade, man.
I guess he's Jax now from Mortal Kombat 2.
And you know what's an upgrade from Oddjob, who, you know, is mostly character design in the first movie, he looks ridiculous. He looks like a 90s nightmare.
Dude, he looks like he joined Run DMC.
He's got like a hip-hop hat. He's all hip-hopped out. I don't know. Yeah. He's got a Flavor Flav clock on his chest.
He's no wearing joke. Like an Adidas tracksuit.
He suddenly got really taken with American culture at the time, I guess.
Where is that beautiful black bowler hat that you had in Goldfinger?
I mean, trust me, I understand. If you're killing people, I don't even want to wear it in a suit all the time. Give me a tracksuit. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
some, yeah.
Just look at The Sopranos.
Something a little water resistant, right?
I understand that element to it, but like he must be pumping something.
It's, yeah, I mean, there's a lot of characters in this, in like cartoon translations that are drawn like monsters.
But it's just also like, why do we have to hip-hopify him? He's a villain. Like, you know what I mean? Like, he doesn't need to be cool. Why does he need to be quote-unquote cool?
Everybody needs to be cool.
Because you have to want to buy...
The action figures.
The action
figures. Yeah. Apparently they had them for this.
Oh, yeah. This
oh,
is
really?
Mildly successful.
I Google image searched odd job hip-hop. And the action figure came up. Don't worry.
Oh, wow. Are they selling on eBay for like $4,000 now?
I didn't check, but I can guarantee you it's not.
I was going to say unopened. So
you got the mint condition.
Mint condition hip-hop odd job toy? Oh, yeah. Mattel only. So the whole thing is, so Dr. No is like raising a garden's worth of these flowers. Is the idea...
Well, he's going to spray the world and then control the world.
Because it's a thing where you just become very suggestible.
Yes, yeah, so you do the robot cartoon voice. I will obey. I will obey.
Right. There's a guy in the class named Trevor who gets first exposed. Mm-hmm. And like... Everyone,
patient zero.
Right. Everyone thinks it's funny at first.
Well, that's what Felix Leiter's son is like. Hey, I got a slave.
Yeah.
And then IQ is like... Hey, let me see if I can use that slave.
And it's just you got to tell him to do something, and he walks around like a little zombie and does it.
He's doing like their chores and stuff, and they think it's great. Yeah, it's a weird message.
A little weird hazing going on here that I don't want to watch the in-between scenes of.
Yeah, you know it's going to be humiliating stuff or sex stuff.
Absolutely.
It's like, definitely dipping into sex stuff. You're on a field trip to fucking Shanghai. Yeah, it's dipping into
sex
stuff.
It's a boarding school, dude. I know what's going on.
Oh totally.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Zero parents around.
We're figuring it out.
Homoeroticism.
Bastard son of an old lecherous spy. Figuring it out.
Also, here's my problem with the show is James Bond Jr., not James Bond Jr. and Pals. Why does he need a bunch of friends mucking it up? I want to see James Bond Jr. figuring this shit out.
Right.
James Bond doesn't even want to talk to anybody in those movies.
You're right. You know what's terrifying to say is a more successful James Bond Jr. is If Looks Could Kill.
That's a great movie, but not really. It's really bad.
It's really bad, but it's... Oh, I can't stop watching it.
What is If Looks Could Kill?
Shut up.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I rewatched it pretty recently.
You gotta watch this
It's kind
movie.
Of a stay tuned, I think.
What's that guy's name?
Richard Grieco? From 21 Jump Street.
I know Richard Grieco. What is this movie?
You don't know him well enough, because in this movie, he's playing like a super spy. Well, he gets mistaken for James Corbin, super spy. I remember the name. I haven't seen this movie in like 15 years. And he's in Europe, and all this James Bond type of stuff's happening, and he's saving the day, and he's getting the girls.
I was going to ask if he's getting laid.
Oh, he's...
Yeah, kind of, almost. He's all, yeah, no, he's
there's
almost,
some lingerie
he's
like, at
yeah,
play.
He's 18, so things are able to happen.
Yep.
He gets in some sexy situations.
Now we're talking.
You need to honestly see
I mean, he's also 41 years old when the movie was filmed, but in the
yeah, but he wears a Letterman jacket, so he's young.
Well, I'm reminded of a previous WHM Prime episode, Never Too Young to Die.
Oh, yeah.
With John Stamos.
That's actually another better James Bond Jr.
And there's a James Bond in that movie.
Right.
Doesn't Timothy Dalton play his father?
I think it was
Lazenby.
Yes.
Oh, Lazenby's the father. Oh, okay. Lazenby, my favorite Bond.
Wow.
Only had one go around.
Great movie though.
Great movie.
Never saw.
Oh, that's one you want to watch.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we got this team of idiots. Oh, this is what I was going to mention. You know what sounds really stupid? Someone comes up to him and is like, "Hey, I'm Sally," or whatever. And he's like, "Hi, I'm Bond. James Bond Jr." Man, that sounds dumb.
Hi, I'm Bond. James Bond, Jr. From over there. A couple of towns over.
I'm English. listen to my voice. Don't I sound English to you?
And, like, just introduce yourself as James or James Bond. Yeah, why did you add in the junior? Like, I once met a guy who... I know we make jokes about Martin Cinemax the Third on this show from time to time, but I met a guy who honestly said...
My name is Martin Cinemax the Third.
No, it was like, my name is Mike Baba the Third.
And I'm really?
Don't tell me you're the Third. You're some peasant from where? From New Jersey.
I mean, yeah, the Third is just, I mean, that's your legal name. You should put that on your taxes. Be sure to put it on your taxes.
That's totally fine. But you're meeting someone the first time. Don't drop the Third.
Yeah, you're trying to, it's a power play.
It is a power play, and I don't appreciate it. Hey. I'm Eric Siska numero uno.
Yeah, first and last right here.
That's right. Dies with me.
I don't share the same middle name as my father.
Oh, all right.
Yeah, so it doesn't count.
So you got to change it up somehow. But you never introduced yourself to me as Andrew Jupin Jr.
No, because I'm not a fucking asshole.
Hey, he's not a descendant of Donkey Kong. He doesn't need to address himself as Jr.
Could have fooled me.
I'm going to break this barrel right over your goddamn head.
He's not the send-up of a popular character. No one cares that you're Junior.
Well,
I mean, and in this world, no one cares that he's the nephew of James Bond. And also, how annoying is it that you have to go around? Because guaranteed, someone's going to be like, oh, wow, you're the son of famed spy James Bond? Oh, actually, I'm his nephew. What? Yeah, don't worry about it. Can we talk about Dr. No's weird eating habit in this episode?
Oh, yeah, that's fun.
Like, proving once again that he's a total alien. The guy is, like, Hip Hop Odd Job comes in, and he's like, this, that,
doing the Roger Rabbit.
He worms into the hideout, and he's like, something, you know, I lost the flour, whatever. And Dr. No's like, well, you got to get it back. Now, if you'll excuse me. And he takes a head of lettuce and puts it into a juicer.
Yeah.
And just like, you know, slime comes out. And he's just like, I have to eat my lunch. And he starts spooning lettuce juice.
Maybe that's why he's all green.
Oh, right. Keeping the pigment green.
Another theory is like, I don't know how, like, time in James Bond is very fluid, obviously. Like, it's not the 60s were the 60s, and, like, all those adventures kind of sometimes happen all the time or whatever. I don't know. But let's just assume that Oddjob was, like, 38 when Dr. No happens.
Oddjob is in GoldenEye.
As in Goldfinger.
Goldfinger, excuse me, yes.
When Goldfinger, Oddjob's, like, 38. Around his 40th birthday, it's the 90s, he's feeling a little old. You know, he's been shaving his head for a long time. He tried to grow his hair back. It didn't grow in right.
Oh, yeah.
So
he was
like,
wait, what? Why does it look like that now? Oh, no.
He's got more odd jobs. He's got more henchman sunsets behind him than ahead of him. So maybe it's time to be hip with the kids. What are the kids into? Oh, that rap music's pretty fun.
Man, but that
it's
just
a midlife
means,
crisis?
That just means he turns into like somebody's dad who's trying to be cool with the kids. Yeah. And those are the biggest losers of all time.
Do you think there's an odd job junior that's like really into hip hop and breakdancing and big old dad's trying to get out? Like the worst cool dad, the one that starts dressing like you.
Yep.
I don't think these exist that often.
It's like Amy Poehler's character in Mean Girls.
Yes.
Dressing up like all the mean girls. That's what odd job's doing.
Oh,
he's dressing like odd job junior.
I want odd job junior.
That's a better show. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm reminded of like. It's kind of like fucking, what is it called? Tiny Toons.
Yeah.
Like, you're making all these, like, children of characters you know.
Yeah.
And they're, like, sharing names, kind of.
Well, weirdly, Tiny Toons specifically, no one's related to anybody.
They weren't related, but, like, you got which one was supposed to be the young version of whatever.
Because they all knew they were cartoons. It was very bizarre when you got into the actual knowledge of Tiny Toons. Like, they knew that they were clones of some, like... It's very weird.
Yeah.
Now, was that a shared cinematic universe with the Animaniacs or no?
No, they never touched each other.
They were just, they touched each other in the blocks that they aired, right?
Yeah.
Weren't they near each other?
They were near each other. Tiny Toons came out first a couple years later after it was going strong. Animaniacs, the superior show, came out.
Right. Okay.
And that's a shared universe with Pinky and the Brain, which might even be the most superior of all shows.
Maybe.
I never watched it. Mm-hmm. I know I might take a lot of heat for this, but I never gave a shit about those characters.
Oh, no.
I really didn't.
Pinky
and the Brain, I thought it was so one note.
Mm. One note, but you're a dumb kid, so shut up and watch it.
Fair enough. So there's also... there's a secret agent who you think is a bad guy at first. What's
because
her name?
She's Asian, and you imagine all Asians to be evil, as the show is telling you.
Yeah, the show's like, she's probably working for Dr. No, right? Yeah,
there you go.
Right? All right, let's get back to the cartoon. Her name's Jasmine, I think.
Jasmine, yeah. Yeah, someone comes out and just goes, "Hey, kids, keep an eye on that one. Back to the show."
I mean, just look at her. Okay, back to the show. They need to do, a modern show now, like Hurt Locker Jr. I mean, I'm just saying he looks like a lot of the... All right, back to the show.
Zero Dark 30 Jr. That'll work a lot better. Keep an eye out on this one, kids. He might have a car battery hooked up to his balls by the end of the show. Back to the show.
You ever hear that? Oh, lady thinks she's going to catch Osama bin Laden Jr.
Wow. I thought she would get the Jr. What was her name? Jessica Stain? It was Maya or something?
Yeah.
Agent Maya Jr. I'm just saying he looks like one.
It's just such a lazy bullshit thing to tack onto anything. So this Jasmine, you think that she's in cahoots with Dr. No, but that's not true. She's actually... she's also an MI6 junior,
right?
Yeah.
But she's working with Marco Polo. Yeah.
Oh, good.
Marco Polo, who gets kidnapped, and they dress him up like Psychomania for the rest of the episode.
Well, he becomes like a henchman. Yeah, like they got the mind control of the flower.
Yeah, he's hypnotized.
Mm-hmm. Scum is the. It's not Spectre. It's Scum.
It's Scum. And do we know what that acronym is?
Oh, I wrote it down.
Because I was actually curious.
It's special. No, hold on.
Secret crummy. Crummy's probably not in it.
And you don't think it's crummy?
Here it is. Scum. Saboteurs and criminals united in mayhem.
Oh.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I know. I don't know. I kind of want to join.
You want to join Scum?
That's pretty cool.
Hey, that's pretty cool.
Sexual carnivores united in mischief? Yeah. That's a club I'll join.
Sign me up. That's a club you got to be on like the wait list for.
Yes.
That everyone wants to get on that one.
So we all get kidnapped. We're all in the. It's very much like a James Bond movie, but much worse. We get kidnapped, and James Bond's like, "Hey, Dr. No, what's your plan?" He's like, "I'm glad you asked," and just goes through the whole fucking thing.
Yeah.
And he's got. Here's the thing. Like, I understand like the rule of James Bond. You know, just shoot the guy in the head. I understand that. We're not going to argue that here.
Yeah.
You've got mind control gas that you can use at your leisure, and it turns everyone into a slave. And all you need to do is spray James Bond and all these people and make them into your henchmen. And or if you want to kill them, you spray them first and then be like, "Hey, put that knife in your head."
Seriously. Yeah. "Hey, jump into this pit of alligators."
Yeah, exactly. Just make it easy on yourself.
And by the way, Steve, you forgot to say the junior there. We're not talking about James Bond. James Bond Jr.
Yes, the nephew of James Bond.
Also another big cock up. You know, anyone can say a command and everyone will listen. So if you spray the world and some guy just says something,
it
overrides what your message was.
Yeah, it's a flaw in their genetically modified flowers.
Because they're able to escape in the end, right?
He basically is the one that he's got a lady friend there who's an American who there's like a little will they won't they going on. She gets turned into a mind control zombie, and
there is actually a weird
please?
This reminded me of something. Okay, well, we should say first that he yells out to her to like get them free. Or
like he basically uses them against her.
Dr. No has like a fleet of like. Wheat threshers, by the way, like these huge vehicles with like chopping devices on them for no reason.
They got to like clog it and jump through it, and then they're going to be run over by like a steamroller that this lady's driving.
Mm-hmm.
And James Bond Jr. calls out the command, and they're able to be freed by her because any command works.
Yeah.
But after they're free, James Bond Jr. has that moment, that pause. It's just like, he's just like, oh, we'll get you the antidote. Or will we?
I'm just saying, you know, we could do weird sex stuff, but let's get back to the cartoon.
What he says is, let's get the antidote, quote, before I change my mind.
Oh, thanks, James, for not raping me.
Yeah, that's what I need in my Fox after school cartoon show.
I need James Bond Jr. to have a Jeffrey Dahmer thought.
don't. These are going to be my sex slaves now. All right, let's get back to the cartoon.
Speaking of getting back, we cut the B plot is so. Trevor Fizzlebottom, or whatever this fucking kid's name is getting like beat.
Oh,
like,
Trevor Fizzlebottom.
And the jock is like, oh, great, you're my slave now. And then, like, we cut back. The
yes,
B-plot,
master, I will eat your feces.
And he's like, it's not fun anymore, man. Like, because he IQ's like,
but I've eaten all the peanuts out of your shit. So.
He's like, I thought you'd like it this way. It's like, yeah, but it's not fun anymore. Look, he doesn't even get upset when I call him names. And it's like, whoa, 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 whoa.
Yeah, but what names are we talking about, really? Egghead.
But, you know, but read between the lines, Andrew, is all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah. Well, he's, like, dull to it now. Like, the thrill is gone, man. It didn't last long.
The one thing, it's a real burn that you could use, find time to use it in your own life, which is you're so stupid. When they were handing out looks, you thought that they said books, and you said, hey, give me a scary one.
That's the burn.
That's a good, you know, like, hey, look, give me
I
a
love
scare.
It.
Yeah, it's funny.
This is this big, beefy, idiot American character on this cartoon, by the way.
He's not getting hard anymore. you know, they win like they would, right?
Sure.
Right,
yeah.
Marco Polo gets back to being Marco Polo.
Yeah, he's also, you know who also, Elsie kind of looks like his maniac cop. Like,
he kind of does.
Just the littlest bit like maniac cop. So they wind up like having Marco Polo like turn on Dr. No as well. Dr. No's defeated, but he does escape if I remember correctly. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, another day I'll get you.
Of course.
Time.
Yeah.
I'll get you, Gadget. Mm-hmm. Gadget Junior.
I mean,
there's someone who couldn't reproduce because he's a robot.
Well, what was is Penny? Penny's the niece.
Penny was the niece.
Yeah, what is with cartoons?
It's always nieces and nephews because we. For some reason, we're so afraid of sexuality, we can't even imagine Donald Duck fucking laid some eggs. It's got to be Uncle Donald.
Right,
why would
yeah.
Donald Duck be laying the
well,
eggs?
Well, you know, laying pipe to lay eggs.
Well, he's got you there.
Inspector Gadget can't do it because he's got a robot penis.
But he wasn't always a robot.
But
that's true.
If anyone can lay pipe, it's Inspector
it's definitely
Gadget.
Inspector Gadget.
It's, yeah, literal pipe. But I bet there's some biological byproduct flowing through that pipe.
Go, Gadget sex organ. Sure.
Yeah.
I mean, this is just it's a terrible cartoon. It's offensive to anyone as like a fan of the Bond franchise that this dog shit comes in.
It was kind of successful. It got a full run of 65 episodes. It had toys, action, and toys. Yeah. Marvel Comics did something.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah, like a miniseries. There were books.
Everybody wonders why they were fucking bankrupt in the 90s.
Yeah, that's what did it.
James Bond Jr. Comics.
A Super Nintendo game as well.
Whoa. I remember the Super Nintendo game, and it was okay.
Yeah, sure.
It wasn't great.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember that at all.
You had Hip Hop Odd Job, Parappa the Rapper.
I remember that it was yesterday.
I'm sorry, I skipped over like the conclusion of the episode, but like
it doesn't matter.
Well, Dr. No's like whole boat compound, whatever hideout he's on, is just like incinerated, which is pretty awesome. You get like a good fire out of it. It ends with a punchline of like someone saying something before you're out of gas.
Yeah,
everybody. It ends on like a It's like, no, you're a school of kids learning to be spies. Let's act a little more professionally, not telling one-liners.
They also drive through a field of these flowers, and they're like, ha, 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 don't worry, the authorities will take care of those.
Sure, whatever.
Yeah. Like,
oh, the rape flower? You got to burn that shit down. Like no one should be trusted with that
flower.
Like, don't let that shit get to Thailand. Then we're all finished.
I think that's a good motto for almost anything.
Bangkok specifically. Was anybody embarrassed watching this?
Oh, yeah. It ages poorly, man.
It really does, yeah.
Yeah, no, I agree. It was terrible to see.
Yeah, I don't know if I'd say I was embarrassed. I would say that, again, as a fan of the franchise, I was just angry.
James Bond Jr. franchise?
Yeah, that I had to watch it on a YouTube rip. I was like, where is the Blu-ray complete series? No, it's garbage, and it's an embarrassment. I mean, there's a lot of embarrassing Bond movies. I'm not saying
that. Oh, sure.
See our episode on Never Say Never Again. But this is just pointless. It's a cash grab thing. And what's obnoxious is that, like Steve said, it was successful, and they grabbed that cash.
Yeah, oh yeah, they grabbed the cash, man.
Like, I don't think anybody was making a boatload off of Beetlejuice. You know what I mean? But, like, people made money off of this. Although, actually, now that I think about it, I definitely had Beetlejuice, the cartoon toys.
Yeah, that was the thing. Is like, you could get, for whatever reason, in the 90s, it was popular. It was a way to make money. Make a cartoon out of something a kid should never have seen, but kind of knew by osmosis.
Yes, you know James Bond. Exactly. Yes. You know Beetlejuice.
It's before you should be ever watching those things, but, like, you get to feel a little adult because you're like, oh, this is for me. You know what I mean? Like, oh, you know, The Hunt for Red October Jr. That's fun.
Caligula Jr. Full Metal Jacket Jr.
That'd be fun. Hey, Joker Jr. Blam.
Triumph of the Will Jr.
That is Animation Damnation.
Jr.
On James Bond Jr., the episode Garden of Evil. If you want to get a hold of us, check out our website, whmpodcast.com. Until next time, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Eric Siska Jr.
Steven Sadak Jr.
Take it easy, Jr.
League's Cup returns to Columbus. Your reigning League's Cup champion Columbus Crew are hosting three matches at Lower.com Field. Come out and watch the crew take on teams from Liga MX, Toluca, Puebla, and León starting July 29th. Grab your tickets now at ColumbusCrew.com and watch the best in North America battle to keep the trophy at home in Columbus. No ties, only wins. Major League Soccer versus Liga MX. League's Cup returns to Columbus, Ohio. Be there.